fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning. This is Peter Herbeck here for another day of Fire on the Earth. And I want to talk today. I really ask the question that Scripture asks each one of us. Don't you know you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? That's St. Paul from 1 Corinthians 3:16. It's a fantastic question. Don't you know you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? This week I've been talking about helping us understand what is God's plan? What's God doing in my life? Each one of us has to discern that very specifically, very concretely, to use the time that God has given us in the way that He desires. But in order to discern clearly what we should be doing in the practical, concrete, on the day-to-day, is what's the larger picture? What is God's ultimate purpose for each one of us in His body? And this is what the apostles consistently remind us of in their letters. I'm going to look today to try to answer this question a little bit, to get at it. Before I do, I just want to remind everyone, if you didn't have a chance to tune in to the programs on Monday and Tuesday, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them on your computer, download them, listen to them on your iPod when it's convenient for you. There's also a tremendous amount of great material there. I encourage you to browse the website. Take a few minutes and look at what's there. We've got lots of free booklets, articles, and other products for you to be able to really download yourself or just read them on the website. They'll strengthen you. They'll build you up in your walk in Christ, answer a lot of questions that you might have that are facing and challenging us today. Our television shows, The Choices We Face, Crossing the Goal are there. Of course, Sister Ann Shields' fantastic show, Food for the Journey, is there as well. So I encourage you to do it and have your friends go there as well. I think they'd be built up and enjoy it very much. So, okay, so back to Paul, 1 Corinthians 3:16. Don't you know you're God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? 1 Corinthians 3:19, Paul goes on to say, do you not know your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God? We've been talking all week about holiness, God's great call, the universal call to holiness, and the great commission, the call to mission that He puts on each one of us who become followers, become His disciples. And He gives us a power and a capacity to do that. I ended yesterday's program with a great section from Lumen Gentium, paragraph 40, which built on the kind of the foundational passage I've been reading all week from the Council, which talks about Jesus now at the right hand of the Father. He has all power and authority. He's the King sitting upon the throne. He's now bringing all things in subjection to Him. That's what's happening across the world. Both those who desire Him and His enemies, everyone will be brought subjective to Christ, subjected to Christ. And Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, which is underlined here, that Christ will then, once He's subjected everything, and that means those who freely say yes to Him are ready to enter the kingdom, and those who refuse His offer of salvation will be rejected by Him. They reject themselves, essentially. But every knee is going to bend, and every tongue will confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's what's happening in the world. It's the most important thing that's happening in the world. And it's the future. It's really the goal of human history is leading to that point when there will be a final settling of everything. And all those who are enemies of God have decided they want to stand in opposition to God and refuse the offer of mercy that comes from Him will be definitively separated from God's plan and purpose. Jesus will then give to the Father all who are saying yes to Him, and His whole creation will be reunited with the Father. And all God will be all in all, is what St. Paul says. So there will be no rebellion or resistance to God. And the Council says, okay, what makes that happen is the death, resurrection of Jesus Christ and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. God comes to make it possible. And Christ, who has conquered sin and death and has passed from death to life and has begun the new creation in His existence at the right hand of the Father in glory, from that position of power and authority, Jesus shares His royal power, the Council tells us. How is holiness possible? How is the perfection of charity? How is the perfection of love? How are you and I ever going to be able to do that? We can't do it on our own resources because we have hardened hearts. But Christ has come, as we read yesterday, to give us a new heart, hearts of flesh. And that's done by communicating His royal power to us in the Holy Spirit, so we can live in his royal freedom. I love the way they put it, the Council Fathers, that they might, that is you and me, we might be constituted in royal freedom. And through true penance and a holy life, we will conquer the reign of sin within us. That's the call. That's the call to holiness. And we have a new power and a new capacity, and therefore a responsibility to be able to cooperate with the Spirit's work in each one of us, to be able to subdue the habit patterns of sin that dominate our lives, that everyone struggles with. No one escapes this battle. But without the work of the Spirit, it's a battle subject to absolute futility. We just can't get free. But with the power of the Holy Spirit, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And I ended yesterday with Lumen Gentium 40. It said, Jesus himself stands as the author and consummator of this holiness, this holy life. He's the one who said, be you perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. We cannot perfect ourselves. Jesus promises us, and he's committed to the Father to bring all those who say yes to him into that perfect holiness which belongs to him. He's going to give it to us. He's going to make us holy. He's going to transform us, and that transformation begins here. So what's the big picture? What is God doing in my life? Well, the fundamental thing he's doing is he's forming you into a saint. That's what he wants. And each day we have to decide, do we want to cooperate today or don't we? Are we awake to this? Are we alert? Are we expecting God to act to help us take greater ground in our lives so we can become all that we're meant to be? And then the very last thing I said yesterday is Jesus sent the Spirit. This is Lumen Gentium, paragraph 40. He sent the Holy Spirit upon all men that they might move inwardly to love of God, to love God with their whole heart, their whole soul, their whole mind, and their own strength. That's how the law is fulfilled. The Holy Spirit comes to fill us full of the love of God. Paul says, God poured his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. The love that is in Christ Jesus is given to us. It says, then too, by God's gift, they must hold on to and complete in their lives this holiness they have received. The holiness that we have received, it's a gift. Look in the mirror today. Look deeply into your own eyes. Remind yourself, you've been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. Holiness is possible. You have a new power and a new capacity to live a new way of life, to overcome sin patterns, addictions, bondages, unforgiveness, hatred, rivalry, envy, lust, anger, bitterness, all of that. Jesus wants to bring all of that in subjection to him so that we can live by the power of the Holy Spirit and the Spirit can bear fruit in our lives. So go back to the passage I began with, the program today. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Don't you know you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? In the second chapter of Ephesians, St. Paul talks about God's great plan and what's happening. Verse 19, he says, so then, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, strangers to the promises of God, that is, but you are now fellow citizens with the saints, and you're members of the household of God. It's an image that Scripture uses, Paul uses. God is building a family. God is forming a new family with Christ at the head, a household, a community, citizens of the kingdom of God. He said, you're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. So we've been reading from the apostles and prophets this week, the teaching they're giving. They're laying that foundation in their teaching and the formation that they've given that's been passed down to us over these 2,000 years. He says, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone of that foundation, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord. So he's making a comparison with the temple in Jerusalem, and which was the holiest place on the face of the earth, because at the center of it was the Holy of Holies, where the tabernacle, where the manna, the staff, and the commandments were held in the ark. This was the holiest place. And they came there to be cleansed and to offer their prayers and worship to God as a people. Well, that image is God now is building a temple, but it's not a building. Christ has entered the temple, the building on earth. The temple on earth was an image of the temple of God in heaven, the place where the saints and angels worship God and give him honor and love him. And really, it's heaven. And the temple on earth is like a foreshadowing or taste, an image of that reality. But what God has done now is to say he hasn't come to build a new building. He's come to live in you. He's come to live in me. What is Jesus doing right now? Jesus is forming a holy temple unto the Lord, unto the Father, so that we can do justice to God, that we can fulfill our destiny and the purpose for which we're made. We can offer our lives to God as a living sacrifice. We can offer everything that we do in love to God because we owe it to God. We can do justice to God. We can enter the courts of God. We have a relationship. Why? Because God has come to dwell in us, and the church on earth is that temple. He said, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. You are meant to be, your family, the domestic church is meant to be, a dwelling place for God in the Spirit. Holiness is possible. Love is possible. Unity is possible. Because God has come to dwell in us. So an important question is, am I welcoming God into my own heart? Do I understand, as Paul reminds us, as he's asking us, don't you know? Did you forget? You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God himself dwells in you. You're no longer in the flesh, Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8, but you're now in the Spirit. You've been bought at a price. You've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus so that the Spirit of God can come and dwell in you. How are you going to become a saint? How are your children? How's your spouse going to become a saint? You're going to dwell with God. You're going to let your home be a dwelling place of God. You're going to welcome him. Prayer. As you pray and welcome Jesus, you're going to study his word together. You're going to hear what he wants to teach you. And day by day, each person slowly becomes subject to the Lord. He brings everything in your home under his lordship. He wants to teach you how to love your wife and how you teach your wife how to love you, how to guide your children, how to create that temple in your own home. Because if we welcome God, see, the holiness and the formation of our children into holiness and mission, helping them to see and grasp and be able to respond to the Lord's personal call in their life so they can respond to the universal call to holiness and the universal call to mission and see themselves and their identity as fundamentally in Christ. They're pursuing holiness as the Lord Jesus lived that life of obedience and trust to the Father, and they're following their master in mission. It's the Holy Spirit's work, ultimately, to turn their hearts and minds to these fundamental realities that God wants to give to them and form them in. But we have to welcome God. And that means we have to take out of the house and out of our lives our idols and things that stand in the way that compete for God's presence and God's attention. We need to make our home a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. And that begins with you, Dad, with you, Mom, with each person deciding, I want to live knowing that God has made his home in me, that I'm a temple of the Spirit. I want to receive it and walk in it each day. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.